company's board next week,
over allegations
effectively severing ties with the ride-hailing company he co-founded a decade ago. Uber, once considered the world's most valuable startup, turbocharged the gig economy and has logged over 15 billion trips since 2010. Kalanick co-founded Uber in 2009, but was ousted as chief executive in summer of 2017 after a series of management and sexual harassment scandals. He stayed on as a member of the board until the announcement. Kalanick recently sold more than $2.5 billion worth of shares in the company, more than 90% of his holdings, after a 180-day lockup period following the company's May initial public offer. Former Uber CEO Travis Kalanick will resign from the newly public company's board next week, effectively severing ties with the ride-hailing company he co-founded a decade ago. Uber, once considered the world's most valuable startup, turbocharged the gig economy and has logged over 15 billion trips since 2010. Kalanick co-founded Uber in 2009, but was ousted as chief executive in the summer of 2017 after a series of management and sexual harassment scandals. He stayed on as a member of the board until the announcement. Kalanick recently sold more than $2.5 billion worth of shares in the company, more than 90% of his holdings, after a 180-day lockup period following the company's May initial public offering.
Researchers found that children who were at least a half of a city block away from the nearest fast food restaurant were between 2.5% and 4.4% less likely to be obese than kids who live closer to fast food. Dr. Jennifer Highland of Cleveland Clinic Children's reminds us,
unfortunately, a lot of these foods are highly processed, and they're going to be elevated in a lot of things that we just know aren't beneficial for kids or adults alike.
The study looked at data on over 3.5 million children over a four-year period. For more news, please remember, take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need
Don't
a physician,
technology.
Call Hunterdon
Use it,
Medical Center's Physician
it,
Referral Service.
The mission of tech today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris
or visit
Bianca,
us on the web
principal of
at
www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. We will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Today, and join me on
USA
Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Authorities are on the scene of an explosion at the Beechcraft facility in Wichita, Kansas. A hospital says they are preparing for mass casualties.
And now, it's
Beechcraft
the news.
Small airplanes. The explosion was reported around 8 o'clock Central Time. A massive winter storm is blowing east across the southwest after dumping torrential rain and snow in Southern California, causing a number of journeys in the middle of a busy
You're
travel
listening
time.
To Now It's the
Motorists
news.
Were stranded on Interstate 5 and Interstate 15 for hours on end, and this motorist tells ABC News,
it's pretty bad out there, like windshield wipers full blast. You can't even see. That's why I pulled
into
the gas station right now.
Thank you so much for being here.
Interstates in California are back open now as this storm heads from west to east.
This
you can expect snow, sleet, and freezing rain.
We're in the midst of World War II. Who is Alexei Ivanovich Sinov?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
And hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Roos. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now, with one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin.
Now,
the U.S.
Really
peace
fascinating
dollar
to
for
think
just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last.
Because
you heard
not
me
many
right.
Times
this is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. peace dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646.
Against the Nazis in Iran, the three of them together. And
Russia has a new weapon.
I imagine you had a lot of interesting
Russia's
times.
Russia's defense
sort of
minister claiming that nation's new intercontinental weapon
about,
that flies 27 times faster than the speed of sound is now operational.
Out
Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the Avangard
well, you know,
hypersonic glide vehicle is a technological breakthrough comparable to the nation launching the first ever Soviet satellite back in 1957. China's working on a similar weapon. The weapon launches atop a traditional intercontinental ballistic missile, but then separates and makes sharp maneuvers in the atmosphere, making it difficult to intercept. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Amazon and its home security subsidy ring are facing a federal lawsuit in California over allegations that its lax security standards led to a series of invasive and frightening hacks over the past year.
We're speaking with William Christie. He's the author of A Single Spy. Now, we have a lot of interesting circumstances in the world.
Now
today,
you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141.
800-215-5141.
This is set to a degree in the Middle East.
But change is coming at one of the top ride-sharing companies, USA Radio Networks.
I mean,
John Hunt
explains.
Former Uber CEO Travis Kalanick will resign from the newly public company's board next week, effectively severing ties with the ride-hailing company he co-founded a decade ago. Uber, once considered the world's most valuable startup, turbocharged the gig economy and has logged over 15 billion trips since 2010. Kalanick co-founded Uber in 2009, but was ousted as chief executive in the summer of 2017 after a series of management and sexual harassment scandals. He stayed on as a member of the board until the announcement. Kalanick recently sold more than $2.5 billion worth of shares in the company, more than 90% of his holdings, after a 180-day lockup period following the company's May initial public offering.
Researchers found that children who were at least a half of a city block away from the nearest fast food restaurant were between 2.5% and 4.4% less likely to be obese than kids who lived closer to fast food. Dr. Jennifer Highland of Cleveland
and we know
Clinic
also
Children's
that during
us,
Tehran and,
unfortunately,
and,
a lot of these foods
well,
are highly
you know,
processed, and they're going to be elevated in a lot of things that we just know aren't beneficial for kids or adults alike.
The study looked at data on over 3.5 million children over a four-year period. For more news, please remember, take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News for USA Radio News.
A ploy in order to get Roosevelt to stay in the Soviet embassy in Tehran during the conference, which he did, because the U.S. embassy was at the outskirts of Tehran, and the Soviet and British embassies were literally across the street from each other.
How many people walked through life away? Well, that's interesting. Okay, so they were engaging in it definitely, even at that point. So at what level? I mean, you're talking historical fiction here, but at what level was the Soviet spy apparatus at that point? Is this something that you think they could have actually potentially pulled off?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you looking to get
no question.
Message
as a matter of fact, I'm totally convinced that they did bug the Americans
today.
In the Soviet
Consider
embassy, and they did rubbish through their briefing papers, particularly because during World War II, we were particularly naive about the Soviets.
Or give us an email at
again, you know, we assumed that they were our allies against the Germans.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
So how did you get interested in this sort of thing? And we're speaking with William Christie, who's the author of the historical fiction of The Single Spy. How did you get into this particular line?
Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, on the radio, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about the new films Toy Story 4, Child's Play, and Anna, plus a retro review of the Robin Williams Black Mirror-ish movie,
The Final Cut. Quite some time.
I'm also going to be talking about some news, the trailer park, and the Home Cinema Roundup with a spotlight on the Universal Horror Collection, Volume 1, featuring Karloff and Lugosi in The Black Cat,
you know,
The Raven,
it's interesting because
Ray,
we see a lot of new and worthy iterations on that. I'd like to get your take on The Man in the High Castle.
You can leave me a voicemail at 740-205-6456. That's 740-205-6456. You can find me on the internet at fatguys.com.
It was never assured that we were going to win.
And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/KevinCarr.
I've just delivered a second novel to my publisher, which deals with America in 1941 before Pearl Harbor.
A couple of pieces of small news here that I wanted to hit. One of them is the fact that something I predicted earlier this year, and I'm absolutely right, and that is Avengers Endgame is going to be re-released in theaters, coinciding with Spider-Man Far From Home. Now they're re-releasing it with a little bit of extra unseen footage, apparently there's some post-credit stuff that they're going to be doing, and to give a little extra boost to the box office. And the only reason they're really doing this, I mean, they're doing it maybe to cross-promote with Spider-Man, but the real reason they're doing this is that movie is just $45 million away from breaking an all-time worldwide record that Avatar holds,
which is
billions of dollars, but it's $45 million away. That's why it's going out back in theaters. And I don't know, it's not going to make that necessarily in America,
to see that
if
there had been,
push it just enough over the finish line. And Disney has been known to keep
strategy on the
just long enough to reach their milestones.
And Italy.
Another piece of news, which I find
we might never have gotten into the war.
Jason Blum and Jamie Lee Curtis were taking pictures of themselves and tweeting it out, going, "We're planning things."
You can easily see,
of course, implying that they're getting ready to do another Halloween, which is great.
As unlikely his quest for power was to begin with, because of the laxity of the allies in the lead up to World War II, could have triumphed and essentially been leader of the world.
Start shooting in September, and it's not at all bothered by the fact that it has a 2020 release date. I'm assuming.
That
sometime
in
October, very similar
inevitable.
To what happened with the Halloween movie they did last
Ryan
year.
And
I'm all for that, and I love the fact
that
Jason Blum is following the 80s slasher business plan of cranking them out with short schedules and small budgets so you can have a series go through just a couple
of
years, which is
great.
And that's exactly how movies like Halloween and Friday the 13th did so well in the 80s in the first place.
And invaded Britain.
My biggest beef is everyone's calling it Halloween 2.
All the way, you know,
he would have was
to
a direct
India,
sequel
he
to Halloween. That
Japan.
Makes this last movie,
instead, he
if
made
anything,
the choice
Halloween
really
two.
For ideological
and is this one
going to
be Halloween 3?
Soviet Union and
figure out
himself.
How you're going to name these stupid movies,
or
just make it Halloween.
That he easily could have made
say,
in the opposite
Halloween.
Direction.
And just call it Halloween
the U.S.
2020.
Would have been faced
because
with
at this point, the Halloween movies are so insane with their titling that it makes no sense. But as long as you keep Rob Zombie's
take a look at A Single Spy, speaking
possible,
with William Christie. He is the author of
the
that book,
The Next Piece
of
News I think is interesting that's
fiction.
Coming out is
Mr.
that
Christie,
Suzanne
thank you so
Collins
much for being with us today.
Is
thank you very much
already
for having
in the works
you're
of writing
to Now
a
It's
new
the
Hunger
News.
Games
I'm
movie,
Derek Blair.
Which takes place, I think it's around the 10th Hunger Games, so it's well earlier than Katniss Everdeen existed. So you're not going to get Jennifer Lawrence in the movie, and I don't
so
think you would
sit
have
down
gotten
and
anyways.
Do your
I think
budget,
she would have
been
like,
look,
guys,
at all your monthly costs and your bills
done.
And your income.
I mean,
it seems
you,
like there's
it was
never
great, and it propelled
quite
me to superstar,
enough.
But I got other things
you
on my plate.
You know what would really help.
And it's the same reason why she got out of the X-Men
to help
movies.
Balance
I mean, that was
out.
Great for her.
That is
the
typical
X-Men
savings.
Class,
$500 a month for a family when you
and
switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to
health
care sharing ministries,
this
MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much
because
it works. Whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget
a
lot more fun.
something, or just
$500
cash
a month can more than
fine.
Cover a car
go
payment
ahead,
or pay back
out.
Loans, whatever.
I'm all for
so join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate.
Already.
Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful
one.
To talk to.
It's going to be very similar to the Fantastic Beasts
Bible. That's 855-90-BIBLE.
855-90-BIBLE. Did better overseas, but it did okay. But it wasn't nearly as strong as the other Harry Potter movies.
Are you an employee or employer?
And the second one, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
A negotiator, a manager, a salesperson? Need help navigating this new world we all find ourselves in? Learn from more than three decades of direct management and negotiating experience and a professor of business management. Politics? You betcha. Understanding the politics of business is crucial to your success. This isn't about the latest fad. It's about tried and true, process-driven victories. Management by measurement. Full circle documented communication.
You're listening to Fat Guys
Let's
at the Movies
passionate
with Kevin
about
Carr.
Our business,
that's
our
means
career,
it's time to roll into
and success. Let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's draw on what's worked for some of
the
most successful employees and employers
show
in America.
Movie.
Our next event, The Days
In,
Grayling, Michigan, July 16th.
And
reserve your seating at talkmyq.com or call 616-405-3410.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Show. What?
Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, kids, are you put on your happiest faces because the Banana Split Show is about to begin.
Now the show can go on forever and ever.
I remember the Banana Splits when I was a little kid. It was an early 70s cartoon, the sort of wrap-around variety show thing that was as not quite as psychedelic as the Sid and Marty Krofft stuff, like H.R. Puff and stuff or anything like that. But it was still bonkers and crazy. And what they do is they'd have these little sketches and almost like a children's platform where they have these little sketches that tied together short films and cartoons. And they had this TV series called Danger Island,
their own future.
Pretty
how
terrible,
they will live
but kind
tomorrow.
Of cool. It was like directed by, like,
since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their
Superman
clients'
futures,
helping
films.
Millions of Americans
there,
retire
there
on their
things,
terms.
And I remember they actually
when they
had
want,
the series
they want,
of them
doing
the credits,
what they want.
Be driving around or
today,
running around
Kings
Patton
Island,
Heidi
and Associates,
is,
a financial
you know,
advisory
driving,
practice
to Kings
of
Island
Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
And I remember going there in the
70s of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work
but the
for
difference
you
is with
through
this
personal
one is this is
going to
be a monster
relationship.
This is a scary
Patton
film.
Patton Heidi and Associates
they're basically
will work
making
with you
the
to develop
Banana
a plan
Splits
to help
like
you
a
pursue
Five
your
Nights
retirement
at
goals.
Where the
call
giant
today
puppet 908 type creatures attack people and kill them and it turns into a horror
office
movie, which
located at 1318 Route 31
because
North,
this stuff kind of was
Annandale,
a
New
horror movie at the beginning.
Investment
I mean,
advisory
if you look
products
at
and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.,
nightmare
a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, and
saw on the street, they would run screaming into their parents' arms. I could get into this. Like I said, the idea of a Five Nights at Freddy's movies has always intrigued a lot of fanboys, and
did
I think
know?
It could be cool. This might
County
be a nice
Chamber
way to dip your toe into it and see how well it does work.
That you can participate in.
The next one I want to hit really quickly is Good Boys, which opens on August 16th.
I'm having a party tomorrow. You in?
Yeah.
Can Thor and Lucas come?
You're so random.
They're my best friends. We do everything together.
There's gonna be girls at the party. You know what that means?
Drama.
No.
The voice of business.
You do not want to go to Soren's party not knowing how to kiss. You can spy on my neighbor. She's a total nymphomaniac.
She starts fires.
Yeah. This is what happens when you don't respect women.
I respect women.
It's
my best friend.
I have always sort of come and gone with my affinity towards these movies of kids doing inappropriate things on an all-night or all-day bender type thing. Superbad was funny, but some of these movies can get kind of...
We're speaking
I don't
today
know,
with
a nihilistic
Tommy
Caldwell, or I don't appreciate
of push,
some of them, even when I was a kid, you know.
It's the legendary
stuff like,
rock
what was
climber,
the Wildlife
the
or something like that. I've never been
the
wild
John
on these.
Of
the one reason I think this might be kind of fun
Tommy,
is because these
to
kids
News.
Are
thank you so much
actually
for being
way
here.
Too young, and everything
yeah, thank
that
you.
Seems
it's great
to be happening
here.
Around them,
so
they have no idea what it is.
I've video
them,
and
it's them in these inappropriate
I'm
situations,
many in our
but literally not having enough experience, which I think plays to the comedy better, as opposed to having, like that movie mid-90s that came out last year, where you got this 11 or 12-year-old that's talking about doing extremely inappropriate stuff I can't say. So, anyways, I'm looking forward to that one. This one could be funny. money, but who knows? August release, you never.
Send us if you could.
And that's it for this segment.
Yeah, so when you drive in Yosemite Valley, you see this glowing, bright, gigantic monolith that is so big that it's, like, hard to comprehend. And most people
so
that
you sit down and do your budget,
that,
and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills
there,
and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough.
You
know what would
like
really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things
out.
That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members.
Removed all
it's
those
been around so long
little,
and grown so much
knobs
because
that extend from
it
the
works.
Side and
whether you're single or married
that
or
by
kids,
about
this could make sitting down
100 times
budget a lot
you
more
probably
fun.
Come close
$500
to
a month
talking
could
about
more than
what
cover
you
a car payment or payback
you know
loans,
many
whatever.
Many mountain climbers
so join MediShare
many,
and go out to dinner
climbers,
to celebrate
another,
here's the number to call
because,
they are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to.
That's how it goes.
855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE.
855-90-BIBLE. Yeah, this is my family. My dad was a mountain guide. I started climbing when I was 3 years
old. Let's change the subject. Are you an employee or an employer? A coach, a negotiator, a manager, a salesperson? Need help navigating this new world we all find ourselves in?
I remember that.
Learn from more than three decades of direct management and negotiating experience and a professor of business management. Politics? You betcha. Understanding the politics of business is crucial to your success. This isn't about the latest fad. It's about tried and true, process-driven victories. Management might be
having little kids at the track was very strange. But now it's actually really business
common.
And career like a thing called
success.
Parenting.
Let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's draw
so,
on
so
what's
your dad
worked
was
for
an,
some
an
of the
early
most successful employees.
Yeah,
employees
yeah, he was a visionary.
Our next event, the day's in Grayling, Michigan, July 16th.
To,
reserve
for a
3 year old
to aspire to do. When was
call
this something that you knew you wanted to do as your life's goal and passion?
Advancing Hunterdon.
When I was a teenager, I started doing climbing competitions. Indoor artificial walls were being developed, and I just got so obsessed with the sport of climbing, but doing it as a profession didn't really exist. So I never really saw that as my future. But I was, one of the lucky few that. Got to be the first, when companies started to realize that they could actually, that it was advantageous to have people representing their gear. I was like one of the first people to do that. So I just kind of fell into it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Speaking of Tommy Caldwell,
brought to you
the
by
author
Hunterdon
of the
County
Bush.
Chamber of
he
Commerce,
the
voice
first
of business.
To climb
this
the
is Tony
wall,
Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow.
That particular
since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures,
so
helping millions
LCAP
of Americans retire
has,
on their terms.
Different
when they want,
it,
where
and,
they want, doing what
and
they
maybe,
want.
Today,
Patton Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services,
Inc.,
remains true to the vision of always
climbing
putting
the
clients
faces.
First.
So
we are ready to help you put a confident
routes,
retirement
and
more
so
within reach.
All these existing
put the strength
routes
of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals.
The dawn wall is different. It looks blank. It doesn't look like there's anything to
hold on to.
But I knew so much about that wall that
office
I knew
is located
when you get closer,
1318
tiny little
Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey.
Right, you can learn to grab on
investment
to
advisory
and
products and services are made available
so
through
really
Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.,
like
a registered investment advisor.
Had,
Ameriprise
anyway.
Financial Services,
so
Inc.,
was most
member
of it just,
FINRA and
just planning it out, mapping it out?
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of
there
the
was
ambassadors
about a year
committee
of finding
chamber.
The route.
As
you
members
know,
of the ambassadors
big
committee,
big long
we contact
route, ropes
and
descending down
the
wall
and
swinging
to
back
get their
and
feedback
forth and
on
looking
their
for the holds.
Make
like
them feel more at home with
the size of like the edge of a
chamber
credit card and you're trying to find a path of holds. Find the trail and after a year. And then the 6 years after that was rehearsing the actual moves. It's very much like a gymnastics routine or something where to be successful you have to execute it perfectly. So you're doing a lot of hanging on ropes, rehearsing the moves.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. We are going to jump right into the movie reviews with a scary movie.
What was the process?
I always think it's funny that they have scary movies and horror movies come out in the summer. To me, horror movie time is October. That is the fall. Then you can have them come out in late September. But October is when you have horror movies. And I love horror movies, and I'd love to see horror movies come out year round, and they kind of do. But generally, when the horror movies come out in mid-November,
there is all those. I mean, the final 19 days was just incredibly dramatic. I had trained so hard for it that I was quite ready. I went there in the best shape of my life.
A lot of smaller, low-budget, made quick work of most of the climbing.
My climbing partner, on the other hand, wasn't as experienced in that realm. And he started failing about halfway up the route and spent about a week of just not being able to get by the swim section. And, you know, everybody was following the news like, oh, is Tommy going to bail on his partner and go to the top without him? And it really became this big testament to, like, brotherhood and, you know, dreaming big. And, yeah, it was just an incredibly
cool experience. But for some reason, horror movies are coming out this summer.
I'm so glad you've had a chance to tell this story, and I don't want you to give everything away here because I want people to go and buy the book.
Before that, we've got Child's Play, the remake,
by Tommy Caldwell,
which is out this weekend.
Thank you for doing what you do and acting
this
as an
reboot
inspiration
of the Killer Doll franchise finds a child's doll that can network with
Caldwell,
an entire smart house, and when its safety protocols are disabled, it becomes very dangerous.
Strange news of the week.
Did something.
Florida police say a man was arrested for misuse of 911 after
allegedly calling the
emergency number.
Buddy, connect to and control all your camera.
Chucky is a toy.
Police were called to a home.
It could be anywhere.
Welcome to Castle and Car.
Arrived to find the man, James Collins.
We have to stop him.
Tom Collins. He made the call. Appearing
intoxicated. Hey, Dandy.
I remember when the first Child's Play came out. I went and saw it. I saw it actually with
Collins
my dad.
Was celebrating his
we went,
56th
some,
birthday.
I think it was on a Sunday
911
night. And what's weird is I was tempted to go to the exact same theater that
the same
I saw it back in the 80s because
he was arrested
it's still open. It's been
disorderly intoxication
about three times since. But I do remember which
Happy
movie
birthday.
Theater I saw it at. And it was a passable horror movie. It wasn't anything that really like broke any records or made a huge splash when it happened. It's just it was such a great killer doll movie. And of course, then they made a couple sequels.
I will put her in the situation room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
The Bride of Chucky and the Seed of Chucky movie, and then they brought it back with the Curse of Chucky and then the Cult of Chucky for these home video versions that were all consistent with that original series that was originally created by Tom Holland when he made that first movie back in the late 80s. They decided to reboot it, and I remember when that happened, the first thing, everyone rolls their eyes, including me, everyone rolls their eyes and goes, do you really need to do this?
Wouldn't it be
and
great
I back
to
off
see
and
your
I
windows
said, you
in
know,
a whole new
do
light?
Something fun
do
with
it right. Call your local neighborhood expert.
I am okay
budget
with
blinds.
Remaking a movie.
You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus, smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with budget blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why budget blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
First of all, I love Mark Hamill. I think he does a great job as the voice. But
USA Radio
he's not given
News
enough stuff
Tim
to
Berg.
Really go evil. The
authorities
way
are
Brad
on the scene
Dorf
of an explosion at the Beechcraft facility
in
Wichita,
movie,
Kansas.
The doll
a hospital
the
says they are preparing
the
for mass casualties.
In a way to
Beechcraft makes small airplanes, and
in
the explosion was reported. Around
and there's
8
also
o'clock
a really
Central
insidious
time,
nature in that
a massive
movie,
winter storm is blowing east across
it
the southwest
child,
after dumping
child,
torrential
like
rain and snow
child.
On Southern California, causing a nightmare of journeys in the middle of a busy travel time. Motorists were stranded
here.
On Interstate 5 and Interstate 15
a lot of stuff.
For
I
hours
like,
on end,
okay
and this motorist
things,
tells ABC News...
And it's pretty bad the out there. Like, windshield wipers, full blast. With this movie. You can't even see that black pulling in the gas station right now.
Interstates in California are back open now as the storm heads from west to east.
You can expect no sleep and freezing rain
in the Midwest and Great Plains on Friday and into the weekend.
To be like in the Shazam movie where he's got like a little family back home of foster kids.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, a Sprinter with 0% financing nails
it.
With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790, and for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you can be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction. Now that's a Sprinter that delivers.
The kid's house is
Mercedes-Benz.
For some reason,
Vans.
This kid's poor because his mother's divorced or his dad's dead or something like that. She's some single mom working at like a shopping center.
See dealer for details about cost and terms.
Yet they
only
have all the network TVs,
Mercedes-Benz
and everything that's
excluding
capable of a house.
Commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
It feels like they're so desperately trying to be relevant with the smart house type stuff that they lose the essence of where the real scary part of, or even just the unnerving part of Chucky. This would have been better if they would have just not had Chucky in it at all.
And
just
now,
had it
it's
as
the news.
A smart house that went nuts. That could have, they could have mined for horror, but otherwise you're comparing it constantly to the original. And you're like, well, why do you have a child's toy running the house? I understand having an Alexa
you're listening
module
to now it's the news.
Or something like that.
I'm Derek.
So it just
Blair.
Doesn't even make
We're speaking
sense.
Today with David
it never
Owen.
Gets the last
he
word supposed to.
Writer,
it never follows
the
through when it should.
Where the water goes.
He, the kid's kind of a punk. His, kid, his friends are awful.
David Owen, welcome to now
his mom
the
played
with
Aubrey
so
Plaza.
Here
is a
oh,
terrible mother.
So my first question
and,
is,
and they never sort of
almonds
reconcile
evil?
Any of this. It's
because
just,
we're always hearing
here and they
about
don't come out
how much water
anything.
Growing them consumes.
At the very
is,
least,
I mean,
something
do we
you can
just
learn
need
from
to just
movies.
Kill those off, or
so
what's
yeah,
the deal
this
with
new child's plays an absolute.
Yeah, they're
time.
Often
totally
at the top of people's list. You know, let's get rid of golf. Let's get rid of almonds. Let's stop shipping hay to China.
You're listening to Fat Guys After Movies with Kevin Carr.
Water issues are much more, much bigger than that.
Luke Besson directs this high action
little
about a beautiful woman
you know, sort
who
of trick that you can pull out of your hat to make it all go away.
Assassins of all time.
Well, that's good because
and I like almonds.
Well, I love almonds too. I just hate them. Frankly, I think almonds love
you
enter
a hotel at 1:37
alternative
p.m.
to a regular flour. And,
did you notice anything suspicious?
I just wouldn't want to give them my
clock.
I'm very glad to hear that. It's not almonds.
Can't you look at the hotel security covers?
Do we do? I mean, are we at the point where we are running out of drinkable water?
You're to get this new Paris.
This
there'll
year,
be no backup.
California has had its cup runneth over,
one?
Literally.
I did not get to see this one. It was
we
not
had
screened.
So many years of drought.
Yeah, I kind
of
want to see it.
Be,
I like Luke Besson's work.
More
he certainly
not,
has this fetish
especially
for
in the West.
Strong
what
women
point are we
beat
at
the heck out of all these people in international
and
locations.
How much we have
I mean, you saw that in La Femme Nikita. You saw
well,
that in Lucy.
We have lots of water.
He's done
these kind of
things many times before. I mean, the only thing
that
I think he would have liked better in the Taken movies is if Liam Neeson was a tall statue.
The Colorado River is interesting
like
because we use it up entirely. It doesn't get all the way to the end anymore.
I gotta say,
and,
it
never
showed it to me.
That's a big, that's a,
but even
it's
though
a big
I
deal. The health of the Colorado
sucks,
is the health of the West, and the health of the West is really the health of the country. So it's something we have to deal with.
That's
you know, that one river,
it's
not a huge river. It's 1,000 miles shorter than the Mississippi. The Mississippi carries the entire annual flow of the Colorado River every couple of weeks. And yet the Colorado
Wouldn't
River supports almost, supplies water to almost 40 million
Do
people.
It
irrigates
right.
6 million
experts.
Acres of agriculture. So when the
Pick
Colorado's
beautiful
in trouble,
style and personalized service for every
the West
budget.
Is in trouble,
we
and when the West is in trouble,
right
we're in trouble.
Home.
If you,
so you can
eat your fruits and vegetables
blondes,
during the winter,
shades,
I'm sure you do, the,
plus smart
you're eating
home
fruits and vegetables that come from
the touch of a button.
Farmland was irrigated with water from the Colorado River.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Even far away.
Here's the reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget,
the Colorado River agriculture.
So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous.
Or is it drinking water?
Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home.
In the Colorado River Basin, it's at least 80%. 80% of the water goes to irrigating farmland, and the largest single user is the Imperial Valley in California.
If you're USA Radio News.
People who are at Coachella right now, that the others on the other side of the Salton Sea is the Imperial Valley.
In Wichita,
Coachella also, that irrigation district also gets water from the Colorado. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people who live west of the mountains, the largest single user is the Imperial Valley. In fact, the region is the largest planting capital of the United States. People who live in the Imperial Valley, the best possible place to irrigate farmland. And he knew to this day when he was going to plant these various varieties of onions and lettuce, the day when he was going to thin them, the day when he was going to harvest them, all in rotation. So that it was like this ballet moving over the acreage. And you don't do that in the Midwest, where a single big storm can wipe out everything.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr.
You don't know when you plant something, you don't know when you're going to harvest it. You don't know when you harvest it.
I think everyone realizes it's going to run away with the weekend. Part of the reason
is because it's so warm, they get more than one crop
with the exception of like Dumbo, which wasn't exactly lighting the box office on fire. All of their remakes and
there are a lot of advantages to growing things in a desert as long as you can get the water there. So that's what the issue is there.
Woody and the rest of the toys help find
want,
a way for Bonnie's
fresh food,
handmade
fresh
trash
foods
toy
for at times when we're not growing things
the family during
where we live, then we depend on places like that.
Forky is the most important toy to Bonnie right now.
And he is the
we all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
Woody, we have a situation.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili, and then the trash.
Buzz, we gotta get Forky.
Why are you being able to come to the fore right now?
Why am I alive? You're Bonnie's toy. You are going to help create happy memories that will last for the rest of her life.
I think in the West especially,
there's several ways to look at this movie.
One of them is just that the artist anything that looks like federal control.
Computer generated graphics in this movie
and,
are jaw dropping.
You see that
Pixar
has
gotten
that among
so
water
good
users too. At the same time among
if you didn't
water
know
users
it
the
was
entire
CGI,
infrastructural network
it would be hard
carries water from the Colorado River
from
to farmland in the Imperial Valley
the movie
to
starts off it's
water
raining,
users
and it looks
in
like it's
in California
and for
Arizona,
anyone who knows anything about animation
in
Utah, rain and water and fire those are the things that have always been very difficult to
from the river
mimic
none
in the
of that
computer.
Would exist
there's,
without the
there's a lot of chaotic
the Hoover Dam is the big
and manage,
is the big sort of poster child
and they
federal
nail
project
the textures
that
look of it
made,
and then you go back and look at the original Toy Story
that
which
made
recall,
a number
the
of these interventions possible it was farmers in California who initially
like
called
it's
for
done on
the construction
computer.
Of the Hoover Dam.
I mean there's some stuff that looks really cool in there. There's still some textures that are neat
getting enough water.
But gosh, you look at like the dog
deal with too much.
The next
when the Colorado was a wild river
that thing
would
looks goofy
periodically
as all
flood across their fields and bury them under silt
and the,
those farmers wanted
that
a dam that would
CGI
in the river
cat,
that
would,
make it possible to control the flow of the water and protect their farmland.
Blows my mind
so
the
there's
and I
you know,
find
parts of
the
country
originally
too,
did
the
Toy Story because
people who irrigate with groundwater farmers who irrigate with groundwater usually it's because of the rural electrification a federal program that in the 1930s brought electric power to places that was not not economical to bring it otherwise. And it was that electric power that enabled farmers to tap groundwater under their fields and irrigate. You see, when you fly across the country, you see center, you see the big round green circles. Those are center pivot irrigated fields. And right in the center of that circle is a well that taps underlying groundwater. And without a major federal investment, none of that would exist either. That
you expect in a Toy Story. I thought it was the aliens all this time.
It looks like it.
especially from this, you never know who might be out there.
And
you're listening to Now It's the News.
On one hand,
I'm Derek
remember
Blair.
What it was like to be a little kid with a toy.
For more information on that,
on the other side, you know what it's like to be a parent having to deal with sometimes the difficult issues with toys and breaking away and leaving home and understanding imagination versus reality. And there's all these things that, like you'd expect from any Pixar movie, it doesn't. It's beautiful that way. And here's the big but.
I'm Will Flitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
If you're to say, just take this as a movie, standalone film, is it wonderful? Yes, it's a beautiful movie. It's got a sweet story. It's got great characters. It's got some very funny moments. It's got some surprising things and some unique, creative, out-of-the-box stuff. And also, they do take the toys somewhere different than we have seen it. That was one of the, always the struggle.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Amazingly done. Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are
you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials?
And that's kind of how I
regional personnel is your staff and solution.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, regional personnel is an ASA certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm.
But it's still a good movie. I mean, it still rocks.
Providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees.
It just doesn't rock as much as the others.
As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movie with Kevin Carr. Let's talk about
the
final cut.
Talent that fits your needs.
This past weekend, I did
top talent in
a movie marathon with my kids. We always run it well into the night. And we watch six movies with trailers and short films and cartoons and everything like that. And I have seen enough movies that I love to pick movies that the kids haven't seen. I'm not just going to put in Star Wars and movies that everybody's seen in my house. I said, I want to get some that are different or stuff they've never
did
seen before or stuff that they haven't seen since they were little. So one of them I picked was the final cut. Part of the reason I picked it is
from focus on
it
business,
has this connected
economic
with
development
Black
to events
Mirror
like
episodes
our
that we're now all
expo.
Watching.
Contact the chamber for more information today. At
and it's a forgotten film. It doesn't get much love. It came out in 2004, and it stars Robin Williams. And the story is he's in this futuristic time that's sort of like a parallel existence future. Implants record memories in order for a video memorial to be constructed after people die.
And now, it's the news.
We're speaking with David Owen, here, the author of Where the Water Goes.
I heard you were the best. My husband is a great man,
Mr. Young person,
he deserves to be remembered as a great man.
It's a strange profession you have, isn't it, Alan? You take people's lives, make lies out of them.
Deletion confirmed.
You do have something that I need, though.
What could I possibly handle in life?
I take sands. If it's clean. Yellow. Lester's implant is evidence.
I've always been fascinated by the idea of memory.
And that was part of
a
water conservation program.
One of the things this thing does unflinchingly is
only just recently ended, also under Governor
Jerry Brown. The validity of real memory.
Is that the future?
Versus
individual water conservation really what we
about
to do?
That a lot. More
or
in
what
this
is the larger structural solution to this problem?
Black Mirror uses that implant technology.
You know, like everything, it's much more complicated than it seems. Like before you look
you
into
some
it,
sort of implant
you see, I can use the example of Las Vegas, where something like 93% of water that goes down a drain gets used again. It goes into its process. It's recycled. And it's used again. So if you flush water down the drain, you're not losing it. It's going into the system. If you put it on your yard, it's leaving the system until it's reemerged someplace as rain somewhere else. So in Las Vegas, which has some of the most stringent conservation rules in the country, they don't really care whether you let it mellow
or flush it down
before you flush it. Because it doesn't, they want you to flush it because they can use it again. What they don't want you to do is to put it in your yard. It's a tricky business. And there's a lot of moving parts. And it's hard to, that's why, simply,
fascinating because
allowing almonds to go extinct would not,
wouldn't
really get us anywhere.
Got it. So
certainly not killing golf. Certainly, we can't get rid of golf.
To those memories, and because the whole thing is
so my 20-minute shower basically okay.
The
golf course that I was planning in my backyard. Not so.
Examples of if you didn't know you had this.
It depends on what your municipality does with water. If the water that goes down the drain just disappears, it's all the same. But if you're in a place where there's an effort made to reuse water, then it does make a difference.
The whole purpose of speculation.
You see there, David Owen, you are defying my insistence on coming up with a simplistic solution to the problem.
Type of movie.
Gosh darn it.
Every simplistic solution
overall,
I came up with,
so
some of the people have very, very good arguments again. It's interesting because it is so complex. And then once you even if you decide, so I accept the fact that we're going
to
grow lettuce in Southern California. Why are we making wine in Western Colorado? Why are we using water for that?
I need to go to a break.
You can make
a
rational case that you shouldn't. At the same time, people in Western Colorado, that wine industry supports an enormous tourist trade. And so every time you tinker with one piece, you end up moving a lot of other pieces. And you kind of have to move all the pieces at once.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect.
Over the air.
It's called sequence of returns.
Where one of us is,
and it's a risk
is
you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies,
but
and we're on a mission
to
help
to
hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable
David Owen.
Retirement income.
The
call
goes,
now for free, no-obligation information
David,
to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment Advisory Services offers through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice
of
business.
Country was founded, and you investigated a few cases that don't fit in with the traditional narrative.
Hey, Pat. Between the
That's
two
right,
of us, we
including some women and some minorities.
Come on, Steve.
There were a lot of people who
that.
Participated in our nation's founding and played a key
Tell
role
you what.
Either
you
in the drafting of the Constitution or in its ratification or in important discussions that surrounded those things that really need to be told. These stories are an important part of our history, and they tell us a lot about our time more than we might realize. That's why I wrote this book, Written Out of History.
And get access
so,
to over 50
tell us the story,
podcasts.
If you could, of Marcy Otis. She was a prominent female writer in the Revolution and very close to John Adams.
During a radio program about our home improvement project.
Marcy Otis Warren was a playwright. She was a polemicist.
At 11,
she was a commentator, very prominently so at the time. She and John Adams were quite close. They had a bit of a falling out about the Constitution. During the ratification process, she wrote extensively and otherwise expressed her opinions, her concerns about the Constitution,
when it matters
explaining
most,
that it could result in a sort of monarchy
team
in miniature,
of emergency physicians and nurses
the concentration
provides
of power
sophisticated
would be
care
facilitated by the new Constitution, and that would erode individual liberty,
emergency care,
resulting in
notice,
some of the same problems
care,
that had
your full circle
all of
care.
The American people prior to the Revolution. Now, she and John Adams almost became bitter enemies over this. They had this lengthy exchange of letters. They were quite caustic. They went on for years. As I explained in the book, before the end of their lives, they were able to restore their friendship.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. We're going to start off this segment by going right into the box office.
And warn us today about the risk of the government.
Talk about last week, which was a disappointing week for Hollywood. Oh, everyone cry a tear for Hollywood. Hollywood didn't make as much money as they wanted to last week.
Now, I grew up...
The big stumbles were in every single movie that opened.
No question.
Men in Black International, it topped, but it topped with only $30 million. Hamilton, which is really disappointing. It's nowhere near the money that the first one
accused of,
made,
of treason,
which
my
came out 20 years ago.
Still
so
sketchy, but certainly
this is not
Hamilton
good for the franchise.
The
I don't
Broadway,
know if it's because it doesn't have Will
gotten,
Smith in it. I don't know if it's because
his villain
it's a concept
status,
that seems sort of very retro 90s.
Seems,
no, even
the
when the third one came out, it did not
yes,
do
there's
great.
Much more
if
to
you
Aaron
recall,
Burr than meet
it did
the eye
well enough,
and, what
and
was
I think
told about
a lot of that helped
the Broadway
having Will
Hamilton.
Smith in the film. I mean, that certainly was a big deal.
Aaron
but
Burr
if you recall,
served as Vice
it was
President
the lowest
States,
grossing movie
under Thomas
of
Jefferson.
The three.
And, as
and that's not even factoring in inflation
trial,
price. When you factor in inflation price, it's like
Jefferson's
less than half
enemies.
Of what the first movie made.
And
Men in Black International, it may not even get to $100 million, which is
being the Vice
kind
President
of
awful
for the series.
And, he accorded
and yes,
due
International
right
may very well save
each of
Men
the
in Black International
Jefferson
from
really
being
wanted
lost. But
in
this
part because
is not rebooting the franchise as a thought. I think it goes back to the whole thing
Thomas Jefferson during his second term in office.
Nobody out there was clamoring for Men in Black. Black movie.
During which
in fact, the only time
Aaron
I ever had any
sort
of interest for another Men in Black movie
went after
was
Aaron Burr,
when there was the suggestion that they were going to do a 21 Jump Street Men in Black crossover, and then everyone was like, that might be kind of fun, but nobody wanted just another one.
Unfortunately, as I explain in the book,
so no one asked for it, and even though it was kind of
a
fun movie,
a variety of means that relied on language
deal.
In the Constitution
and then Shaft
protecting people accused
really
of treason.
Got shafted. It
Aaron
didn't
Burr
even make $10 million.
Save his good name
for
and
such
even
an
his
iconic
life,
role.
He would have been executed had he
that,
been
that really
kind
of floundered. Part
but
of it is because it's been almost 20 years since
the last
Shaft
early president
movie.
Like Thomas Jefferson,
maybe if
the
they just kept making this and made this sort
of
this little modern black exploitation return,
good
you could have done this, but
do
yeah, that one didn't do well. And then
power.
The Dead Don't
and
Die
that's why
didn't even get into
the
top
the
10.
It's
it does
for
kind
Americans
of flop
to read and understand,
especially for mainstream rom-com. So it was kind of a dreadful box office this week, and everyone's expecting Toy Story 2 to make up for it, and it very well may.
Explained
but
to Benjamin
it's
Franklin
be movies that people
the principle
see.
That we now call federalism,
a new Men
the concept embodied in the original
matter.
Constitution,
and even
and
then
in the
when
10th
they
Amendment,
did both
the
Men
idea
in Black and Shaft, they're like,
most
let's take these things in order to change them. We're
going to
should we call it Women in Black?
Going to have a federation
let's make a movie
like
that
kind
of downplays all the coolness of Shaft and made Shaft cool in the 70s, and make it more about female empowerment. Well, that's not what a Shaft movie is about. Sorry,
female
empowerment.
This has been an important principle for us to follow.
This weekend, Toy Story is going to win by how much? I don't know. I'm not going to speculate.
It is perhaps
the
single most important feature of our Constitution. And yet, oddly enough, cannot take it, perhaps, because he doesn't.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That song means it's time to roll into the home cinema round. This week, I wanted to spotlight the Universal Horror Collection,
and that's why I included
Volume 1, which is not released by Universal, it's released by Shout Factory. Mainly because Shout Factory gobbles up the rights to a lot of these vintage releases, and that's wonderful, because this is a great little collection here. What's neat about it is when you say Universal horror movies, what's the first thing you think of? Dracula, Frankenstein, Wolfman, you think of the Universal Monster. And with good reason, those were iconic, long running series
but,
that spans
whatever
decades.
Whatever Kofifi is, I'm sure it's
but
good. It's
Universal
probably something
was doing
that I, as
a lot
morning
of other horror movies, especially back in the 30s, even though
well
they weren't terribly in vogue.
With Senator
and
Mike
especially
Lee,
as it starts moving into the 40s, you get gangster and film noir kind of taking over the more heavy really handed films. And the monster
thank
movies
you.
Become a little more campy with like Frankenstein meets a Wolfman and much more for kids. But these ones in the 30s, they had a lot of them out there. A lot of people forget about them. There's a string of movies that Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi started together, and they collect these in this box set. I'm going to talk about it specifically. The first two in the case, because they're the best ones there. The first one
that's
is the
all
Black
the time
Cat.
We have this week on Now It's the News.
Stars as a man
Now It's the News was created and produced by
Karloff,
Derek Blair. For more information, go to NowIt'sTheNews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Now It's the News.
Did you ever hear
until
of
next
Satan,
week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
Happy Friday.
And those who the day
mother for the day night dark of the moon, the rites of Lucifer are celebrated.
if I'm not mistaken, he
individuals and businesses with tax problems. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control.
The
IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guarantee quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It rocks.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
The next one I want to talk about specifically,
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families.
Bela Lugosi stars as a mad scientist obsessed with the torture devices of the
we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists.
You've got to save my daughter's life.
Your full circle of care.
Can we get Dr. Volley?
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdon.org.
And please try to remember, should anything happen to me, you remain the hideous monster that you are.
USA Radio News.
Dr. Tim Bird.
Food and Drug Administration. This one's a little bit longer by like 10 minutes, but it's also a bona fide horror movie. Now, it has as much to do with Edgar Allan Poe as
gone into effect immediately.
Most of these
Dr.
movies
Michael
that they make
on
about Edgar Allan Poe. It's not about the Raven. It's not about Lenore. It's not about this bird standing on the pallet bust of the palace
tobacco sales
saying
for 21
nevermore
is a
or
good
anything
step.
Like that.
It's not a sufficient
it's just
step
a
in terms of what is the leading preventable cause of death
the madman's obsession with Poe and his torture devices.
Crews remain on the scene of an explosion that injured about a dozen people
because that seems to be more about what this
movie
is about.
Kansas.
Because
authorities believe a nitrogen tank exploded and that caused part of the building to collapse.
But this is a great little movie as well.
Officials are preparing for the big New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Today, crews installed 192 sparkling water for crystals on the ball that will drop at midnight.
So this one totally rocks.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, when
if
you get to the other two in here, now they do count
take a tip
because they're Karloff
Cox,
Lugosi movies.
Go to my
and they also
com,
count because they are
the
essentially horror movies,
special,
or at least fantastic.
And use my
the Invisible Ray
USA.
Is a little bit of a weaker one. That's,
on
that
a
that one's well known,
on right
but
now.
It doesn't have a whole lot to it, and it borders more on science fiction than horror. It's really a mad scientist movie at its heart, but it's a mad scientist who gets zapped into Ray and he becomes radioactive and anything he touches
and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium.
You have to go down to the jungles
the American
of Africa
Veterinary
to,
Medical Association
there's a
annual
plot device
convention
where they have to
in
go down
Washington,
there to develop this.
I spoke with
and
Dr.
it kind of turns
Howe,
into one of those
ADMA
jungle adventure movies that you got in the 30s,
health.
Especially those serial stuff
really
like Terry and the Pirates.
Between
anyone knows me from the Terry and the Pirates.
Health officials,
goofy
for example, in Minnesota,
that
our state public health veterinarian deals
but
with
but yeah, it works as a jungle adventure. Now, Black Friday, which was originally going to be called Friday the 13th, Black Friday is even less of a horror
information.
It is a horror movie. In
a
sense, it's
there's
written partly by Kurt
Seidenbach,
and it's about a guy who,
fasting.
Boris Karloff, is a mad
Radio
scientist
Network's
who
Chris
transplants
has,
somebody's
the
brain into somebody's
body. The study seems to indicate
body,
that intermittent
that
fasting
person.
Can help fight obesity and can help you live longer.
Too, the brain
research out of Johns Hopkins University finding that restricting your eating to 6 to 8 hours a day helps regulate glucose, blood pressure, and heart rate. Another approach is so-called 5-2 intermittent fasting in which people limit themselves to one moderate-sized meal
well.
2 days
but,
a week.
I mean, this is a
in the
okay
study,
movie.
Dr. Mark
I mean,
Matson
Lugosi
says
just
intermittent
gangster.
Fasting may be able to help with a number of health conditions in addition
I mean, sure,
to
Hungarian
obesity, including diabetes,
but
heart disease,
back then,
and many forms of cancer.
To be Italian
Volkswagen
or,
says it will build
and they didn't have the European gangsters, the Eastern European
goal.
Gangsters,
the company
as heavily represented in
the milestone by 2025, but announced on Friday that it is on pace to reach that mark by 2023.
This one's the latest of the four, and it pushes into the 40s. It pushes inches into the film
with a recession ending.
Territory.
If you've
but
been
still,
putting
this
off
is a great
building
little
your business, now
for these
is the time to act.
For the first
General
two.
Steel
and each
will
one
meet
has
or
like
beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290 800-965-1290 800-965-1290
Beach Bum, Under the Silver Lake, Hotel Mumbai, Wonder Park, Run the Race, and the Will and Grace Revival Season 2. That's it for this week. I gotta go. When I come back next week, I'm gonna be talking about Annabelle Comes Home and Yesterday. Until then, have a fat time at the Senate.
I hope that some of my Republican colleagues will have the same misgiving that Senator McCarthy expressed. Mitch McConnell is sabotaging.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You're listening to WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB.
Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
The voice of
the Chamber of Commerce.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Was started by
Medical Center.
Was started by families.
Inside our circle of care.
Inside our coordinated care
for your entire
coordinated care.
Led by our outstanding family medicine.
Led by our outstanding family medicine physicians.
Hunterdon Health
Specialists.
Your full
Hunterdon
Healthcare.
Your
if
full
you need
circle
a physician,
of care.
Call Hunterdon Medical
physician,
Centers.
Physician
call Hunterdon
Medical Centers.
At 1-800-511
at 1-800-511